Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Hi, this is Fatine from Radio Campus Orléans, and you are listening to Indire, the independent radio exchange, an opportunity to discover incredible music and exceptional artists. This edition of Radio Campus Orléans offers two interviews with creatively inspiring artist groups. The first interview highlights La Gant Noire, a beautifully diverse musical group consisting of saxophonist Quentin Biardot, bassist Valentin Secaldi, singer Anne Waro, and drummer, percussionist, and singer Marcel Balbonnet. They have just released their first single together, which you will discover in this edition of Indire. The second interview is with the French duo from Orléans, Dat Politics, the most weirdly ecstatic electro-party band. Get ready to be swept away by their contagious artistic energy. But first, we shall begin with our selection of French music. Our first song is D'Lo by Kiljian and Celia Wa, a Guadeloupean-rooted singer and a true multi-talented artist. David Kiljian is the creator behind a number of projects like Foetile, Hila, and Dodeline. Producer of albums by Armenian pianist Tigran Hamasyan and Malian band BKO, and collaborator with Talib Kweli, Miguel Atwood Ferguson, and much, much more. He is Lyon-based musician and producer. He is now releasing the Otium mixtape and his first opus under his own name. Built around the idea of active idleness, cherished by the citizens of ancient Rome, his music builds bridges between languages and folklore from the four corners of the world, jazz, hip-hop, and electronic avant-garde.
Yeah.
the French touch à la colombienne, we have Eda Diaz with Nenita from her latest album Suave Bruta, a mix of Latin American sounds, pop influences, and electronic production.
Nena, dime qué diferencia hay entre albas y crepúsculo. Porque muchos lamentan los descensos.
Cinemas, lo que nace.
Porque pisan la raíz en latas sueños.
Y ven la tumba en la cuna.
Dime, dime, dime. Dime, dime si nena Titi asusta la luna.
Journey through life and cultural diversity with L'Âme Sentier by Lagon Noir, whom we've had the pleasure to meet and discuss about their music.
Yevi manasa tenga ya to neba mabere yibi na sono kumuwa sibarabaye yola di kutawa mabere yibi na sono kumuwa sibarabaye sibarabaye yola di kutawa
Beautifully diverse musical group and beautifully described by Anne Warraud. Lagon Noir is the salty taste of water, the curls weighed down by the rain, the port in its armament, the fading of colonies. Lagon Noir consists of saxophonist Quentin Biardot, bassist Valentin Secaltier, singer Anne Warraud, and the drummer, percussionist and singer Marcel Balbonnet. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
And so, as I said, diverse artists giving birth to a diverse musical style. I think it's a unique and beautiful fusion of Afro beats and, you know, meeting jazz, meeting traditional music from Reunion Island. So tell me about the process of navigating through this blending of different musical backgrounds and themes while making your music.
So it's a mix and it's a long story because it started in 2015 because Valentine go in Burkina Faso for working with a theater troupe collective, and Marcel was there and they create the music of the Shakespeare piece, and it was like a romance between between these two guys. So when I come in Burkina to visit my friend Valentine, I met Marcel, and I saw that it was really amazing because they had a big connection. So it was 7 years ago, maybe something like that. And the year after, with Valentine, we were in Paris and we go to the Atelier du Plateau. This is kind of scène nationale, but yes, this is they call scène nationale de quartier.
Okay.
This is a really tiny,
but it's a smaller version. Yeah.
It's a kind of joke because it's really, really tiny. And Gaëlle was there, Anne Warraud was there, and she played in duo with Jean Didier Warraud. Yeah, so it was the first time we discover his music, and it was
magic.
Yeah, in my face. And the same for Valentine. So after we spoke with Gaëlle, and it was funny. We drink a little bit of wine and and we put the idea in a little corner of the brain.
It sparked a light in your mind.
And the time go. And in after COVID, or between the two first lockdown, we take the opportunity to go back in Burkina to see Marcel, because COVID was not in Burkina. So
really?
Yeah, no, it was really peaceful.
So they were living their lives.
Yeah, so it was really funny, a lot of music and people everywhere. It was really open.
Yeah.
So we play music in trio, and it was really great.
Yeah.
And we play at the dance contemporary festival mm-hmm. of Ouagadougou, the Fido Festival. Mm-hmm. So it was like 3 hours of trance music, mm-hmm. really, really intense and energetic, with a lot of dancers because yeah. it was the end of the festival. So all the dancers of different parts of West Africa were there mm-hmm. and people come on the stage and the little kids and everybody. Yes. And Marcel was a kind of orchestra chief, you yeah. know, he play, okay, and he give the cues to mm-hmm. all the dancers. It was amazing. So we go back in France with okay. Valentine and we start to work together around a more experimental music mm-hmm. during 2 sessions because we would like to create a new band, but we don't really know what to do. Mm-hmm. And after much experimentation, we decide yeah. that it was cool to do experimental music, but this time we want to play more groovy and more, yeah. You know. And we start to look after people really involved
yeah.
yeah, inside the life and the music yeah. and with a big
emotion
yeah
yes
so we think about Marcel and we call Marcel and he say okay yeah I'm ready yeah. I already my bag is
he's ready, yeah.
ready okay let's go. And after, for us, it was important to find another person and another balance.
Yeah.
And the idea of Gaël
yeah.
shine in the brain of.
Yeah.
And we call, Sébastien Lagrave. This is the mm-hmm. director of Africolor.
Okay.
This is a big festival in Paris and all around the
France.
Paris,
yeah. France,
Île-de-France.
Okay, the region.
Yeah, and he say, "Okay, nice idea. I'm with you. I help you to organize okay. something, to meet Gaël and to prepare a show." So it was good because we had a team. We called Gaël. She was really, really happy.
Or were you excited to join them?
And they're curious
yes,
about curious. Mm-hmm. About the idea and mm. and why they
choose
yeah.
you. Yeah. Well, maybe because you're great.
Yeah, but I'm from Reunion Islands, yeah. a big mm-hmm. mm-hmm, yes. It's nothing in the map. Yeah. I don't exist mm-hmm. a lot, but okay, let's. It was a big surprise and mm-hmm. a good adventure.
Thank you.
So obviously each of you has their own aspirations and inspirations, and you all have a distinct musical background, but what was the common inspiration behind the creation of Lagon Noir? What was this common key element that, you know, sparked and created Lagon Noir?
I think the power of the band is that we don't have this we don't bet on the common, on the common, but we trust in the difference between us, between each of us, and between Marcel, Anne, Quentin, and me. We love music. We love this intensity in music. Yeah. We love to be very deep inside the music, but it can be in totally different ways. And I think what is a surprising first for us when we tried in rehearsal to play music together is that all these differences, all these influences very different, but it worked. After a few minutes, all four in the same room, the pie was good. We were very, very happy, and we were looking at each other with smile, and I remember very precisely this moment.
That's such a good answer, you know, to not have a common ground, but actually it's the differences that connect between all of you. That's inspirational.
And a big example, it's like we met in Rainin Island for the first time, and we tried to sing, Marcel and me, on the song Garma. And it was magic because we talked about the same thing, but not the same way.
Yeah.
And it's a meeting.
Of communication.
Yeah. A dialogue. It was magic.
Yes, exactly. Well, when music is another form of communication, it's really, it unites us regardless of our differences. And so I would like to know, what role does culture take in shaping your artistic expression? You know, because there's different cultures here. How does it shape your music and your songs and the way you create them?
With the Lagon Noir music?
Yeah.
In fact, you know, there is a kind of mix between new wave and 80s sonority with the keyboard and the sax, because it's a little bit reverb, and it's like the band of like Morphine or other band of the 80s. For me, there is a kind of 60s or 70s touch with the bass, because he had a sound really precisely and really high. It's not a big bass like a dub, or it's more funky sometimes.
Okay. Yeah, you don't like funky?
Yeah, but for Valentine's, it's not
funky.
No, but you know, there is a taste really, really sometimes Motown and rock, but it's really cool. Yeah. And Gael, she has a style a famous female singer of the 90s, you know? Like Céline Dion, but but from the Red Island Reunion. And Marcel, this is the
end of the
group. No. It's just the beginning.
Sorry, Gael. No, but it's funny, but there for me, there is a different timeline and the reference are really different, but there is a mix. There is a connection, and we have the desire to play together. Mm-hmm. So
it works.
Yeah, of course.
So your first single together came on 24th of November. For me, when I listened to your single, it feels like a journey through humanity. You know, it's fascinating. It conveys the experience of being human, you know, of meeting people from different cultures, of fusing oneself with another. And just like you said, it's a form of communication. We're so different, but if we sing together, we understand each other perfectly. But I want to know your take on it. You know, what messages or emotions do you aim to convey through your music or through this single?
L'âme sentier?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a journey. In Creole, kwasa kwasa is a dance, but it's the word for the little boat to cross the ocean, yes, between the Comore and the Mayotte, because Mayotte it's the only part of Comore to be French.
Mm, yes.
And it provokes a lot of a drama with family, with,
yeah.
And the big part is very poor, mm-hmm, and they want to be French, so there are a lot of boats
come and go from,
yeah,
the islands,
but
yeah,
but a lot of drama, a lot of
clash and,
yeah,
conflict.
Yeah. But comment dire, ils se noient la plupart, ils arrivent jamais.
They drown.
They
want to escape their situation, but they can't.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like a lot of situation of immigration.
Yes,
and it's very important the Indian Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And Marcel talks about another thing. Mm-hmm. It's do you want to talk about it?
And so he's in the same song, mm-hmm, he's speaking about immigration.
Je dis chez nous carrément en Afrique, toute l'Europe, toute Afrique au fait, les jeunes se ils croient que au fait tout ce qui se passe à l'Occident, et quand ils vont arriver au niveau de l'Occident, au fait, dans leur tête, c'est toutes les feuilles des arbres, c'est des euros, quoi, c'est l'argent.
So he's speaking that in Africa, a lot of young people think that when you arrive in Europe, you have money on the trees.
Voilà. D'autres qui passent vers le désert.
And there is some who go through the desert to arrive in Europe.
Voilà. Et là, j'ai dit, d'abord, il faut être d'abord, toi-même d'abord, en Afrique. Je n'ai pas dit, je n'ai pas venu en Europe, mais quand tu vas venir, il faut avoir quelque chose dans la tête. Et même si tu arrives, tout est clair, tu peux travailler, pas de soucis. Par rapport à ça, il y a beaucoup de gens qui viennent. Ceux qui sont en Afrique, ils pensent qu'il y a leur fils qui est parti en Europe. Vous voyez, souvent, ils ne sont pas arrivés en Europe, ils ne sont pas en Afrique. Ils sont dans où? Dans l'océan. Donc, j'ai juste dénoncé ça pour les faire comprendre qu'au fait, ici, toujours, il y a des gens aussi qui souffrent ici. Mais tant que tu n'as pas quelque chose à faire, il ne faut pas essayer de venir. Mm. Tu te concentres chez toi, normalement, ça doit aller.
So, a lot of different ideas, but also the idea that when you leave Africa, you can be not in Europe, not in Africa, but lost in the sea.
Yeah.
So it's actually the same.
With the idea very important, the contrast between the dream, mm-hmm, of an idea, or
yes,
like the American mm-hmm dream, but it's very, very important, and there are big contrast,
yes,
between that dream and the reality.
Yeah.
And even if you are right, you can be lost.
Yes.
It's the same thing.
Vous aimez la rivée là, vous aimez la rivée là, vous aimez la rivée.
what does it mean to you to make these songs, and what, how does it speak to you?
For me, when we play together, it's like I have a friend who told me that 2 days ago, and for me the picture is cool because mm-hmm. he say it's like auto-combustion. We are burning together because everybody take a little bit wood and put it in the yeah. in the fire, and mm-hmm. when there is someone who is done a little bit, there is another one, bam, he come and put more fire in the fire and it's burning. Mm-hmm. And for me, this is really a kind of energetic and yeah. intense experience to play with these people, because there is any doubt for me yeah. about the fact that we want to be the more intense
yes.
and the more involved and yeah. inside the music and for the music. So it's really rare for me to have that with other musicians.
So looking ahead, what are your aspirations and creative goals for the future? How do you envision your musical journey unfolding from this point? Where do you want to go in your musical journey?
Maybe on the moon.
Ooh, I hope. Take me with you.
If it's possible, we would love to go on the moon.
Uh-huh. To play and, music.
I'll be there.
And why not on March too?
Yeah.
Maybe, but I think we want the most places, but playing our music, because mm-hmm. It's quite difficult to be together yeah. because of the situation yes. of everybody in the world. Discover deeper who we are in mm-hmm. in a band,
yes,
yeah. and the music will evolve, and we will grow up with this.
It's a big difference for me to yeah. to play music with mm-hmm. this band
mm-hmm.
because for the first time it's like I don't have to hold the scene alone.
Yeah,
it's very precious.
You feel supported.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for being here with us.
Thank you. Merci.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I just want to say I'm very inspired by you guys. It's really special for me. And well, thank you. And I hope only the best for you. And maybe, just maybe a concert in the moon. Thank you.
Athée à la, athée à la même. L'endroit à mon tapapate sans mon des pieds enracines. Moi t'es pour perdre l'air si mon patapate en rond roulé comme un volet. Mon cœur t'es y battre dans mon dos, athée à la même. Moi la vol chemin d'un fait noir la nuit. Battement mon corps devant Naco. Moi t'es pas paré pour ça que moi t'es pas encore imaginé. Bâton rouvé d'autre côté, face à face moi-même, mon vis-à-vis, la ligne au plaît. Comme la mer il monte, moi descend, va-t'y viens la marée dans mon corps, bord en bord, mon ravine débordé. Comme la mer il monte, moi descend, va-t'y viens. Blue, mon douleur.
Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network.
I have a question for you. What's 3 times 5? No, it's not 15. It's Lynn's new album, an album so soothing, so fascinating, and we present to you a song from the heavens called Paint. Some good punk music? We got you! The 15-year-old punk group Dirty Cloud is here with their newest EP Straight Jacket. Get ready for a taste of Ritalin.
We'll be right back. Since 1999, Dead Politics is one of the most weirdly ecstatic electro party bands on the planet. Their remarkably energetic live shows explain the cult-like enthusiasm that surrounds the French electronic combo, as they've been touring the world extensively over the years. Claude Payot and Gaëtan Collet founded Dead Politics 25 years ago. Thanks for being here today to answer a few questions for Indire Broadcast.
Hello, I'm Claude, thank you.
Hello, Gaëtan.
Hi Claude and Gaëtan. Can you tell me how your musical style has changed over the years? Did you notice intentional shifts or experiments in your sound?
I think that the sound changed quite a bit after 25 years. And when we started, it was more like a kind of... it was a laptop band, and we are like five different people on stage with laptops, and so it was more kind of it was instrumental, and it was much more experimental and abstract. And after a couple of years, we included lyrics, more keyboard, maybe more manipulation of instruments, and it became something more, maybe more clubby. I mean, a kind of club music, but weird club music. And since then, yeah, it was we released like I don't know, 7 albums with lyrics, song, I think, and mm-hmm. 3 albums experimental. The 3 first albums were experimental and instrumental.
Yeah, and also the band trimmed to change. It was at the beginning we were 5, and then after a while we were 4, 3. Now we are due. for 10 years now.
For more than 10 years, yeah.
You have a true distinctive sound. What sets Dead Politics apart from other electronic bands, as you say? You keep the possibility of mistakes and chaos by approaching songwriting and performance the same way a garage band might. Can you explain that?
Actually...
I think it's the way that we were together. It's like we said before, like we at first we were a lot of people, so we were. It was not a kind of scientific approach of the electronic music, and like you can have in I don't know in Germany, for example, or it was very clean and minimal sound, and we are more kind of some kind of punk, you know, messing around with computers. So it was a bit dirty.
Yeah.
Messy and noisy. So I think at first, it was 1999, so it was very the beginning of the computer music, especially on stage, even more on stage. It was new to have a laptop on stage. So when we started like this, it was weird for a lot of people to have this kind of sound with computer music, but a very dirty sound. And a lot of people told us that, yeah, it looks like and sounds like a rock band, but with computer. So I think that's the kind of thing that we kept after a while. And
yeah, and we were also like recording a lot of different sources, like a lot of field recordings. We were using vocals as an instrument as well. So, and we are very fond of glitch sound, so... It was really like a big mixture of all this texture. And the approach was very rough and punk, I would say.
And you have a video approach too. Can you tell us about this? Did you always had this or not?
Yeah, actually we Sometimes we were playing with visuals and sometimes not, but we were always interested by visuals, and also because we come from art school, mainly like visual art school, and so we were always like treating the images as the sound, so very glitchy, and we still do. Even if we are using now like new gear, and but the way we do it is the same kind of way.
Your last album, Substage, was released in 2023, in which you continue to explore themes of identity and resistance while also incorporating new sounds into your music. You say Substage is a kind of protest album, so can you explain that?
Yeah, maybe there's a couple of lyrics on this album who are more politically politically oriented, and it's not obvious, but it's there. If you listen carefully, you can notice a couple of statements. I think that's mainly that, because usually it was more abstract lyrics and poetic surrealism. And on this one, there is this kind of element too, but it's sometimes a bit more political, mm-hmm. maybe.
Is it due to the French context, political context, yeah. International context?
International.
More international, usually, yeah.
Can you tell us about collaborations with other artists and the impact on your music? You created a label, a kind of sonic platform for your friends, which is called Hypnic Jerk. And you've also been curating Distologic, an event concept focused on electronic music and arts, blending audiovisual live performances and exhibitions from international artists. Perhaps can you tell us about these collaborations you made, perhaps on that politics label?
Yeah, actually, we always like to create a big family, and I think that having a label or organizing some parties where you can invite artists that you met on the road is always great. And we invite especially people we like very interesting to be seen. So that's why usually we try to propose artists that we met.
Yeah, I think it's a kind of way to propose some music, of course, but visual art also, but in a kind of, festive spirit and club spirit, not especially being sit and, watch something on the screen, It could be good too, but, we like to... You can party, but in a kind of, challenging way for your brain.
Thanks, Dead Politics. Thanks, Claude and Gaëtan.
Thank you.
This was Cosmo Trauma by Dat Politics, and you were listening to Indire, the independent radio exchange. I hope you enjoyed this musical moment with Radio Campus Orléans, as well as discovered music that fits in your cup of tea. I will leave you with Kans Kans, a collective that blends Polynesian rhythmic traditions and electro music. You will listen to Paradiso from their album Atahiva, which is a Polynesian name that means the cloud of morning. Enjoy!
When you're living your life, when you're living your life, in a fast lane, forget to look in the past. Family portrait, white and black, painted color on our faces. Holding, I'm drowning, dry my tears and I'm gone. And